Also the sea, free of the shackles imposed by the ice to it, absorbed the lion's share. The glaciers retreated to the island of Gotland in the Baltic Sea, and large areas of land newly released absorbed carbon dioxide from decomposition. With this, the consumption of the promoter of the climate factor, e. the richness of carbon dioxide, exceeded the unfavorable factor, or the remnants of the cover of fog. Therefore, the weather could not improve further, as Litterina improved before the season, but came to worse. And that necessarily the weather came in decline rather than improve. Thus, the puzzle of post-glacial climate change found their explanation, both qualitative as quantitative. But even that negative phase of the intermediate phase of cold and darkness presents a good thing. Because of this phase, the melting of thick glaciation, covering the continental land, come in rather slow pace, which in turn ensured the Nordic countries on both sides of the Atlantic, against the danger of a further interference in their life and evolution. The broadly, is estimated at 800 to 1,500 meters thick layer of ice during the last stage of glaciation. According to Geer, took some 5,000 years until the completion of the process of melting and retreat of glaciation to Gotlandshire, center of glacial formation. This would give an average annual melting of the order of 15 to 30 centimeters at most. This produced a melting water table at least 12 centimeters and a maximum of 24 centimeters in height. The percentage of water produced with the melting and the rain annually included, nor could have been of major consequence in a country with supposedly annual rainfall of about 150 to 200 centimeters. In a way, the cover of mist became dark phlegma, tore the process of melting and, thus, the left harmless. The newly released ground state, with the retreat of glaciers, easily absorbed the extra moisture, without major disturbances in its water economy, which continued to be subject to annual precipitation rain, without notice the influence from the relatively small training of waters of melting. Thus, the water could drain superfluous and no permanent flood, or greater stagnasos water or formation of swamps. Moreover, in the absence of the protective cover of dark mist, the melting would have been processed in much more rapid pace. During critical periods, especially when Yoldi, the melting consumed 90 to 95% of the sunlight and, thus, increased in 10 and 20 times the length of the process of melting. If it were not for that purpose refredor, the whole process was completed in only 250 to 500 years instead of 5 millennia that effectively led. Under certain conditions, the annual training of water days would have increased to the 480 centimeters, thus surpassing the average rainfall rain. In this case, the economy, water was determined by the mass of water, released with the melting, which in any way would have been absorbed by the soil of tundra, wet, newly, released with the retreat of glaciers. In this case, the waters have risen, had covered the plains and come to mingle with the sea water, making the whole land flooded brackish. If this had happened, or North America, Northern Northwest Europe would have become centers of advanced civilization, because the weather were delayed because of the melting fields and forests, it would have formed marshes and swamps of brine, housing clusters of flies and mosquitoes. However, he wanted the fate that the decline of many glaciations undertake without causing catastrophic consequences, despite their huge tracts on both sides of the Atlantic. The glaciers retreated and gradually, little by little, the soil absorbed the water from melting ice. Slowly, the level of groundwater and the sea rose in about 100 meters to its current height, which is not much. Considering that the sea depth exceeds 4,000 meters, whole process took place over some 5 millennia. All this time that the dark cloud of fog was suspended on the northern regions had the effect of a pause for breath, fact also confirmed by archaeological findings in those respective strata. But the man, in his capacity as creator of culture, is also subject to their natural environment. The intermediate stage is dark, inhospitable and inclement. The epiglacial stage corresponds to an intermediate stage in retrograde cultural evolution of man. the low point in its parallel where there is also an intermediate in the evolutionary process, they call the Stone Age, the Mesolithic period. Without doubt, the duration of the dark cloud of fog that turned into Niflheim, the land of glaciers in northwestern Europe, was determined by the remnants of flora, fauna and human life, for the most part wiped out by flood. She has specific climatic conditions that in turn generate specific standard forms, developed in plants, animals as well as contemporary man. Already know the effect of prolonged lack of light on plant life. The plants lose their chlorophyll, element of their assimilation, and, in result, their leaves and stems become pale. The plant species of Flora Dryad, in poor light, such as dryas, mosses and polar grams, also have the common feature of clear color, whiten, caused by loss of its chlorophyll content. The plants that grew during millennia under the cover of dark mist, under extremely difficult conditions for plant life, were the prototypes of the Flora Dryad epiglacial and therefore even more lacking in chlorophyll and more discolored than those. The chlorophyll of the plants in assimilation is the hemoglobin of human and animal bodies, both in its functional and structural aspect. The lack of light and reduces the vitamin content of hemoglobin in red corpuscles in his blood, leaving them pale, anemic. People of all races, kept in darkness for long periods, pale and lose their natural color. This effect is produced by the long polar night that lasts for 6 months. What would then have been caused by the fact that dark period of fog, which lasted for several millennia? There arises the question of how was the appearance of Nibelungos of dwarves decanted in Nibelungian epoch, that would have populated Niflheim? It can imagine them as anemic, pale. Your body should be adapted to that long period of darkness, inherited from ancestors, marked by conditions of his life and legacy in the posterior high power. These characteristics could be on the mark of the man of Niflheim, which the meeting would have, genetically, evolving and changing intensity increased. Thus, it would be possible that this period of darkness was a phase of incubation, the formation of the so-called white race, post-glacial, pale, or, more specifically, of the human skin lacks pigment. It is only this brief indication of how the event would have caused the white race. There are many factors in favor of that argument, emphasizing the parallel with human albinoidismo of the Nordic landscape, marked both by land pale, washed by wet weather, on the brighter shades of the flowers, the silvery leaves of the trees, the white color of standard types of animal species and general characteristics of entire landscapes, while to the north, involving all the darkness, the huge clouds, stacked to heights of about 100 kilometers and floating at altitudes from 200 to 300 kilometers, were visible about 2,000 kilometers away. This corresponds to the distance between the current Arctic Circle and the chains of the Alps, or the northern suburbs of the United States of America. Probably, were discernible from the south up to much, maybe 50 degrees of latitude. Which also have been cited by people Sulina. To imagine that these people have glimpsed how such training of dark mist, just remember that the clouds of dust, with a much smaller, raised with the eruption of Krakatoa to reach the upper layers of the atmosphere, were transformed into clouds of silver, which glowed, especially at night, as were its slow luminosity of the sun, already made. Now, imagine this phenomenon multiplied by 20,000 times, this is then a rough idea of the cover bright, sparkling, covering the regions of the North Pole. For the peoples of the South, always near the horizon, must have assumed the aspects of a ridge, moving gently, 40 times higher than the Himalayas, reflecting target and the brightness of the sun. Siganti, the man of the South, the contemporary North, appeared as a bright light flooded, is for this reason was considered as the abode of the gods, as the stops divine. However, its brightness was only apparent and misleading, because all the light was withdrawn, and therefore lost to the very focus of the irradiation. The people lived in these regions black darkness, while by far were taken as the successful, inhabiting the land of bright light. Moreover, still persisting remnants of memories from those lands light in boreal regions. The Epic of Edo account, so until now unintelligible of albino clear and black, inhabiting the regions beyond the world of men. Herodotus also tells stories of weird Hyperborean of people living beyond the north wind. What would this strange name? From where came the storms of the north, at the time referred to legends in question? Now we know, these mountains were sacred, address Alva, scintillating, superdimensional of deities, and the caves, the cliffs of the mountains Alb, radiating a dazzling light. However, the land of the blessed was still a part of that mountain was inhabited by the legendary epigon of giants and titans. Gradually, the imagination has to mix with the older ideas of Erebus, the dark country of oblivion. Clement of Alexandria identified the land of the classics with Hyperborean. Champs Elysees and Ptolemy named the ocean Hyperborean Sea of the Dead. Perhaps, this was an unconscious memory, dating from time immemorial, and left by the stunning country of fog, there in the Arctic North, inhabited by gods forgotten. He found a distant echo in the soul of the romantic German poet, Eduard Morike, mentioned in his song Orplid when speaking of my land, that it shines far. These mists, broken long, conceal the very ancient past of Europe. With their veils covered also the origin of man in white. From Disaster Atlantic, sharing the legacy of the man of Gro, Magnan Atlantic, the white man, European, and redskin of his cousin, American, became the legitimate heirs to Atlantis. They forgot that legacy, but even so, the white race, the latest in Big Bud Tree of humanity, the most poor and at the same time, the stronger of their genetic changes, is in possession of the crown and scepter of Atlantis. 0 day the Mayan calendar. At this point we just get a basic view, sufficiently broad, so as to provide an overview of the whole problem with the Atlantis. The Atlantis existed, and during a single day and one night unchancy ill she disappeared, drowned. This sunset that, for the European, Asian history is linked to the flood, made time, like no other event since the world is world, at least in historical times. The tremendous tuck that was heard when the planetoid triggered the two sticks to beat on there. Atlantic tense skin was dark and the sound of a chord final geological period, and opening, inaugurating a contemporary era. Based on 8 geological estimates, made independently of one another and to have dating between 20,000 and 8,000 years old, was found the average value of 12,875 years, either year 10,900 BC, according to the Gregorian calendar. We think this gives average and fairly well with the timing of compiled by Geer, recognized and accepted as the best and most current, and which was obtained by counting the tracks half a year in the Swedish bands decorating pottery Neolithic. According to the dating given by Plato, the disappearance of Atlantis should have occurred in 9560 BC, when very close to that found by de Geer. But also the timing indicated by Plato is very brief and leaves to be desired as to its accuracy. Moreover, this same criterion applies to the estimate made by de Geer. Also, similar criterion applies to all other individual estimates in order geology and paleontology, still held on a much less secure. Neither can think of information purely mythical Genesis in the Bible, giving the year of Gregorian 3308 BC as the date of the flood. Do with it would have exhausted all sources? Or there are other? Contrary to what would be expected, the first such source is in the tradition of Atlantis. The story of Plato is divided into two dialogues. In one of the dialogues, critical, maternal brother of Plato, the symposium participants to transmit what we heard about Atlantis from Solon and Dropides. This narrative begins with the quote that gave the Gregorian year of 9560 BC. However, the second dialogue, the Egyptian priest of Neaeta, informant of Solon, take the word of mouth critical. The key point is the fact that part of the story apparently indicate a more precise date than that mentioned in the first dialogue, then says, according to our sacred books, the constitution of our state there since 8,000 years. So your consideredos rise up 9,000 years ago. The our state is Egypt, it is the priest of Neaeta insults, to speak these words to Solon. It noted that Egypt existed when the war broke out with the Atlantis, whose power is described as extending to Egypt and in Europe to Tyrrhenia. Therefore, it is there that the critical period should be dated not from 9,000 but only 8,000 years before the visit of Solon in Egypt. If from 8560 BC it seems that the Hellene noticed and remembered only the date in 1,000 years older and on their own prehistory, although the examination held in the text indicate, in Sophismavelmenti the season in 1,000 years later, that is, the Gregorian date of 8560 BC this date, once corrected in a millennium, is confirmed by an excerpt in the journal Euterpe in Herdoto, written during his travels in Egypt. In chapter 143 of the diary, Herodotus tells of account of time that had been explained to him and the historiographer Milto of Hecate, the priests of Menintebes. The conversation took place opposite the huge wooden sarcophagi, closing the mummies of Zeus, priests who left his position, hereditary in certain families, for their children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They said, each pyramid that lies in huge sarcophagi, always descends from another pyramid, and thus showed the sarcophagi 345, ending a generation after another of pyramids without, however, make any god or hero. The priests explained that all, the closed in sarcophagi, were descendants of the same family and trunk at all, not gods. However, before these men, the gods have ruled Egypt, but they, the gods, not living with the land. The mandate, passed from father to son was not life, but short duration, perhaps 25 years. With a total of 345 priests would, Zeus as a period from 7,000 to 8,600, or 8,000 years on average. According to the Gregorian calendar, the season dating back to around 8500 BC during these times, men have ruled the land Egypt. His predecessors were gods, beings that, like the Incas, in Peru god, do not live with the mortals, they subjugated. Would have been the Atlantis, these legendary giants of the time before the time, similar to Quinames Central America and were only destroyed by the ancestors of the people now as. Thus, Herodotus and Plato agree that the time was not critical of the 9,000 but of 8,000 years before their days. However, earlier this millennium has its meaning, because it allows other options that until now and because of this difference, no longer come into question. These new sources come from the Mayan lands. Strictly speaking, one would expect to be carried out, as well as those lands are in the immediate vicinity of Atlantis, also belonged to her strict framework of power and civilization. And if in some part around the globe were motivation enough for the memory of that day, marking time, then there would be, among the peoples of redder skin, close relatives living with the Atlantic in the Mayan area, in Central America. These people, in addition to participating in the culture and civilization Atlantis, were also their legitimate heirs. Their land, very hilly and therefore well protected against Machaerus but had suffered the devastating effects of the disaster Atlantic, yet allowed the shelter of some regions, except the total destruction. So it differently elsewhere, there were conditions for the continuation of civilized life and its various manifestations. At this point, this argument still proves conclusive in the same way as has just proven the existence of the island Block X and its identity with the Platonic Atlantis. However, there are strong reasons that make it more likely the presentation of arguments pro than against this hypothesis. If there were two Atlantis, the origins of Maya civilization remain incomprehensible, just as it is unintelligible to people without the name of Tiahuanaco, at the edge of Lake Titicaca. Already mentioned, elsewhere, that some significant evidence, findings in this port city never finished, mark a very important date, the Gregorian years between 6500 and 9500 BC, depending on the aspect under which the changes are seen in prehistoric ecliptic obliquity. Also there is a more recent date that the year 9500 BC, which we regard as the most likely. Moreover, the timing given in the Codex Trojanus where he says that happened 8,060 years ago, is very close, also indicate that dating before the 9th to the 10th millennium before our era. However, this indication is only a clue, not a fact, considering the unknown to date version of the text and little faith that does justice to the translation or interpretation of Brasseur. However, there is a document that leaves nothing to be desired as to its accuracy and unquestionable loyalty, is the Mayan calendar. Only late in date, the research succeeded in taking note of the document, repository of knowledge that enigmatic people, because of the religious fanaticism of the Spanish conquistadors, shame on all points of view and for almost total eradication of civilizations of Central America, very early and higher than themselves. Virtually anything that could be deciphered with reasonable ease, escaped the destructive senna of achievement. Well, as said C. W. Serum, in his aforementioned book God, Tomb and Wise. Behind the soldiers, armed with swords and mounted on their horses, came the priests, and fires burned in the flames of the scriptures and images that could have given us information. In a gigantic self of faith, Don Juan de Zumarraga, the first Archbishop of Mexico, destroyed any and all written to them, the bishops and priests doing it and the soldiers devastated, with no less zeal, what might even have loft. When, in 1848, Lord Kingsborough concluded its collection of ancient remnants of Aztec documents, their work did not include any piece of Spanish origin. And what was that for us? It was the Mayan documents, the time of pre-conquest. Only three hand. These manuscripts are still unreadable. One is the Codex Troanus. Indeed, so very strange, nor were the three authentic codices that helped in searches, but was rusty and a little read book, dating from 1566 and entitled Relationship of Yazcozas de Yucatan, written by Diego de Landa, to the second Archbishop of Acata, man imbued with strong Christian faith, but of thirst to know. It was a stroke of luck that Charles Echain Brasseur de Bug came to know this key element for deciphering the most important Mayan documents, and she uses it. The book contains the symbols used by the Maya to identify their numbers, days and months. In possession of this key element, has to be possible to interpret the language of the many changes reliefs, found in all temples, staircases, columns and friezes, which until then meant nothing. Just left who looked surprised and astonished that pile of weird animalesques and human faces. Since then, suddenly realized that it was not mere ornaments, but of symbols, numbers, days and months, that is the most important astronomical information. And, again, we give the floor to C.W. Serum, in Maya art, executed and accumulated in the jungles, without the aid of animals or freight cars, cut in stone, masonry tools, with no ornament, relief or frieze of animal sculptures, and none were found that were not in relationship with a date. Each work of art was a Mayan calendar in stone. Nothing was left to chance, and aesthetics was the subject mathematics. If by then the world was surprised that with repetition, apparently without connection, or sudden solution of continuity of those horrible faces in stone, knew now that symbolized numbers, details of a timetable. Around the globe, there is another calendar system, subject to the architecture and art, equal to that found in the Mayan land. God, Tomb and Wise. This discovery was indeed remarkable. Do the builders were monomaniacs? Building activity led to the idea of a fixed date which would be more accurate and can prevail over everything else. Hardly there another definition for that way of conceiving and executing works of art and construction, because, judging by the findings made, not the Maya built their temples of worship and works for both when there were reasons, such as a victory, or an epidemic something similar, but only and exclusively when the frequency to be raised calendars sent. As a foreign decoration, these buildings took the date of its origin, thus documenting the observation and enforcement of the deadline set by the timing and dedication to serving the owner of the times. This concept was the point of where, if repeated the cycle timing more important, the ring calendar covering the period of 52 years, new buildings have been erected around the pyramids of churches that exist, even if they were the best preserved and treated with the new perimeter always greater than that of the dating cycle past. In 1925, the western outskirts of Mexico City, within walking distance of the heavy traffic of today's metropolis, was excavated the ancient Pyramid of the Serpent. But it was not a single temple, in the form of a pyramid, but a real sabalao, with no fewer than 8 shells and that, and bearing the decoration symbolizing their dates. These symbols show the fact that over 364 years, a new building was erected around the existing, is looking to implement the strict regularity of the cycles of 52 years. Moreover, this same method of construction was found in temples excavated and studied at later dates. These works reveal a mentality completely out of the series and so far enigmatic. This puzzle, manifest in numerous buildings, cannot be conditional on rational grounds, but must be understood and explained as originating in the nature of the people and the real owners of their works and religious. There is only one reasonable explanation for the mania of the Mayan calendar, which would be in fear of the perished. Psychological attitude seems justified. Anywhere around the globe, such instantaneous primitivos found its expression in art and architecture to the point of influencing their creations in the way of how the Mayan civilization was. This trend, quite prevalent among these people, so it seems, were the only ones to survive the disaster Atlantic, whose effects have suffered in the flesh, could not have arisen by chance, but must have a genuine motivation, well defined. A historical event must have impressed the Maya and their ancestors in those lands and get them motivated to convey their knowledge and attitude of all perished before it was considered as strong, firm, impregnable. This impression indelible, unforgettable experience, a trauma caused these people, who came to express itself in an obsession, to the creation of all imaginable and possible measures to prevent the repetition of that event, which taught them that everything is perishable and made them see the total annihilation of power and greatness of man. What luck, it seems, our civilization was spared such trauma. Otherwise, the external aspect and the spiritual content of our culture would be different than today's are. It is reasonable to conclude that the fear of Maya, eternalized in a thousand forms in rock hard, it relates to the existence of the ever-present threat of sudden and total annihilation, as happened during the most terrible disasters recorded in the annals of mankind and that collapsed in the neighboring regions to their own living space, which eradicated the center of power and glory of time before the time. Such traumas and complexes are characterized by the fact, and depressing experience, eternally present in the mind of the individual, forces you to auto-manifest are and take place in search of an ebb. Among the Maya, this trend has found a unique opportunity of expression through the contingency of amazing people that have the best and oldest calendar in the world. This was the second and no less surprising discovery made in recent decades. For our subject, is of decisive importance. The two attributes of the Mayan calendar are in causal relationship. The Mayan calendar is the best to be the oldest in the world. Its accuracy, almost incredible, is due solely and exclusively to its great age, to cause species to astronomers. Thus, it follows the following example. The Professor Dr. Hans Ludendorff, for many years director of the Astrophysics Observatory in Potsdam, Eastern Germany, made the report, among others, the famous astronomical entries in the Temple of the Sun in Palenque. For these reliefs, presumably dating from the first half of the century AD, the conditions are exceptionally favorable. It is possible to prove their astronomical nature, without much to summarize first the Mayan calendar, adapting it to our counting of time. The inscription begins with a date older, which is 1,096,134 days before the date of the final stretch of the main entry, which in turn is a time round, which according to Mayan chronology, is written as follows, 9.10.10.0.0. And now comes the most interesting, because 3001 years considered, 365.25636 days of each, make up 1,096,134.3 days and exactly equal to the numerical value Maya above, with a minimum difference of 0.3 days. Why the Maya chose this value rather than the apparently more round of 3,000 years considered.